Hi moguls, hi filmatics, welcome to the show. Please take a moment to download and follow the podcast. And we're going to do part two. We are reading the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. They say reading this, you can upload or download or get the subconscious of thought. And we are on part three, the key of wisdom. So let's start. I thought the Atlantean give of my wisdom, give of my knowledge, give of my power, freely I give to the children of men. Give that they too might have wisdom to shine through the world from the veil of the night. Wisdom is power, and power is wisdom, one with each other, perfecting the whole. Be thou not proud, O man, in thy wisdom. Discourse with the ignorant as well as the wise. If one comes to thee full of knowledge, listen and heed, for wisdom is all. Keep thou not silent when evil is spoken, for truth like the sunlight shines above all. He who oversteppeth the law shall be punished, for not only the law comes the freedom of men. Follow thine heart during thy lifetime. So they say follow your heart. Everyone says if you have the feeling, gets the thing that you desire, feel it with joy and happiness. They even say clap, jump up and down, and really, really feel as if you already have it. Act as if you already have it. Claim it. I'm a best-selling author. I'm a successful business person. So something, it says, follow thine heart during thy lifetime. Do thou more than is commanded of thee. When thou hast gained riches, follow thou thine heart, for all of these are of no avail if thine heart be weary. Diminish thou not the time of following thine heart. It is abhorred of the soul. They that guided go not astray. They that are guided go not astray, but they that are lost cannot find a straight path. Maybe here I'm thinking that like you have to write your goals and intentions down, make a business plan, write things down. They say if you write things down, it's decreed into law. So what do you think? If thou go among men, make for thyself love, the beginning and end of the heart. If one cometh unto thee for counsel, let him speak freely, that the thing for which he hath come to thee may be done. If he hesitates to open his heart to thee, it is because thou the judge doeth the wrong. Repeat thou not extravagant speech, neither listen thou to it, for it is the utterance of one not in equilibrium. Speak thou not of it, so that he before thee may know thy wisdom. Repeat not extravagant speech. You won't be in equilibrium. So it needs to be in balance and harmony. So that's interesting. Silence is of great profit, and abundance of speech profit nothing. Exalt not thine heart above the children of men, lest it be brought lower than the dust. If thou be great among men, be honored for knowledge and gentleness. If thou seekest to know the nature of a friend, ask not his companion, but pass a time alone with him. Debate with him, testing his heart by his words and his bearing. That which goeth into the storehouse must come forth, and the things that are thine must be shared with a friend. Feel free to share, everyone. Knowledge is regarded by the fool as ignorance, and the things that are profitable are to him hurtful. He liveth in death. It is therefore his food. The wise man let his heart overflow, but keeps silent his mouth. O man, list to the voice of wisdom, list to the voice of light. Mysteries there are in the cosmos that unveiled, filled the world with their light. Let he would be free from the bonds of darkness first divine the material from the immaterial, the fire from the earth. For ye know that as the earth descends to earth, so also fire ascends unto fire and becomes one with fire. He who knows the fire that is within himself shall ascend into the eternal fire and dwell in it eternally. Fire, the inner fire, is the most poignant of all force, for overcometh all things and penetrates to all things of the earth. The chi, do you think he's speaking of chi, or that inner passion, that thing that is that burning desire. Could this be the burning desire that propels you into action to do, to get the thing that you desire? Like, you would like a big house and you finally, you know, do all the paperwork, get your loans, get approved, and you look for a house, you go look for houses and you get the house. Or that career that you're following, you're writing that book and you finally are a best-selling author, you're making that business deal and you've done all your calls and your emails and you have done your contracts and you get paid. The inner fire, what do you think? Man supports himself only on which resist. So earth must resist man, else he existeth not. All eyes do not see with the same vision, for to one and an object appears in one form and color, and to a different eye another. So also the infinite fire, changing from color to color, is never the same from day to day. Thus I speak thus of my wisdom for man, a fire burning bright through the night, never quenched in the veil of darkness, never is quenched by the veil of night. Hark ye, O man, and list to this wisdom. Where do name and form cease? Only in consciousness, invisible and infinite force of radiant bright. The form that ye create by brightening thy vision are truly effects that follow thy cause. Man is a star bound to a body until in the end he is freed through his strife. Only struggling and toiling thy utmost shall the star within thee bloom out in new life. He who knows the commencement of all things, free is his star from the realms of night. Remember, O man, that all that exists in only another form of that which exists not. Everything that has been is passed into yet another other being, and thou thyself are not an exception. Consider the law, for all is law. Seek not that which is not of the law, for such exists only the illusions of the senses. Wisdom cometh to all her children, even as they cometh into wisdom. All through the ages the light has been hidden. Awake, O man, and be wise. Deep in the mysteries of light have I traveled, seeking and searching for that which is hidden. Leash ye, O man, and be wise. Far neath the earth crust in the halls of Amenti, mysteries I saw that are hidden from men. Oft have I journeyed into deep hidden passage, looked on the light that is life among men. There neath the flowers of life, ever living, searched I the hearts and the secrets of men. Found I that man is but living in darkness. Light of the great fire is hidden within. Before the lords of hidden Amenti, I learned I, the wisdom I give unto men. Masters are they of the great secret wisdom. Brought from the future of infinities in seven are they, the lords of Amenti, overlords. They are of the children of the morning, sons of the cycles, masters of wisdom. Form they are not as the children of men? 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. Huh, I wonder if those numbers. Oh, yeah, because sometimes they say Thor is Thursday. Or sometimes, like, there's Greek mythology, the gods' names and numbers and the months of the year. Okay, so what do you think? Far from the future, formless yet forming, came they as teachers for the children of men. Live they forever, yet not of the living, bound not to light and yet free from death. Rule they forever with infinite wisdom, bound yet not bound to the dark halls of death. Life they have in them, yet life that is not life. Free from all are the lords of the all. Forth they came from the logos. Instruments they are of a power of all. Vast is their countenance, yet hidden in smallness. Formed by a forming, knowing yet unknown. Known yet unknown. Three holds the key of all hidden magic. Three holds the key of all hidden magic. Creator he of the halls of the dead, sending forth power, shrouding with darkness, binding the souls of the children of men, sending the darkness, binding the soul force, director of negative to the children of men. Four is he who loses the power. Lord he, the life of the children of men. Light is his body. Flame is his countenance. freer of souls to the children of men. 5 is the master, the Lord of all magic, key to the worth resounds among men. 6 is the Lord of light, the hidden pathway, part of the souls and of the children of men. 7 is he who is Lord of the vastness, master of space, and the key of the times. 8 is he who orders the progress, weighs and balances the journeys of men. 9 is the father, vast he of countenance, forming and changing form out of the formless. Meditate on the symbols I give thee. Keys are they, though hidden from men. Margaret Merlin's journal, The Battle of the Black Witch, is about a young wizard keeper of secrets. And she has an elite group of wizards. I wrote this book, and the 4th book is the quest for the golden key. The golden key. So she's searching for the keys. It's very interesting that I must have downloaded something when I wrote that book. Very interesting. If you want to check it out, it's on Amazon. Margaret Merlin's Journal, The Battle of the Black Witch. Margaret Merlin's Journal, Unleashing the Dark Power. Margaret Merlin's Journal, The Mask of the Parallel World. Margaret Merlin's Journal, The Quest for the Golden Key. So they're really cool books. Author's name, A.A. Banks. Reach ever upward, O souls of the morning. Turn thy thoughts upward to light and to life. Find in the keys of the numbers I bring thee, light on the pathway from life into life. So find the keys of the numbers, he said. He keeps talking about light upwards. And now these numbers that he mentioned. Seek ye the wisdom. So we're supposed to seek wisdom and turn thy thoughts, inward this time. Close not thy mind to the flower of light. So everyone talks about the flower of life. Well, this is the flower of light. Place in the body a thought-formed picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. So now it's talking about pictures, like, you know, manifesting. See a clear picture in your head. And then the symbols, like in Egypt, there's all the symbols. Everybody has a symbol on any business. Everybody has a logo. Like everyone knows the little the polo, Ralph Lauren polo. There's a horse riding, a horse player riding the horse with the mallet. So everyone has symbols. Every car has a symbol. It's Mercedes, Tesla, you name it. Every cereal, every clothing brand has a symbol. So place in thy body a thought-formed picture. Think of numbers that lead thee to life. And he just can just repeat them real quick. The masters of wisdom, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 are the titles of the masters of men. So the number 3, I don't know where number 1 and 2 is, but it just says 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So these must be important numbers. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And then I just read you what he said. 3 holds the keys of all hidden magic. 3 holds the key of all hidden magic. So it says, meditate on the symbols I give thee. Keys are they, though hidden from men. Seek ye wisdom. Turn thy thoughts inward. Close not thy mind to the flower of light. Place in the body a thought-formed picture. Think of the numbers that lead thee to life. Clear is the pathway to he who has wisdom. Open the door to the kingdom of light. Pour forth thy flame as a sun of the morning. Shut out the darkness and live in the day. Take thee, O man, as part of thy being, the 7 who are but are not as they seemed. Opened, O man, have I my wisdom. Follow the path and the way I have led. Masters of wisdom, son of the morning, light and life to the children of men. Okay, Emerald Tablet, number 4, the Spaceborn. The Spaceborn. So let's read the Emerald Tablet of Thought, part 4, chapter 4. Least ye, O man, to the voice of wisdom, least to the voice of Thoth, the Atlantean. Freely I give thee my wisdom, gathered from time and space of this cycle. Master of mysteries, son of the morning, Thoth, the teacher of men, is of all. Long time ago, I in my childhood lay near the stars on long buried Atlantis, dreaming of mysteries far above men. Then in my heart grew there a great longing to conquer the pathway that led to the sorrows. Year after year, I sought after wisdom, seeking new knowledge, following the way until at last my soul in great travail broke from its bondage and bounded away. Free was I from the bondage of earthmen. Free from the body, I flashed through the night. Unlocked at last for me was the star space. Free from I from the bondage of night. Now to the end of space sought I wisdom, far beyond knowledge of finite man. Far into space, my soul traveled freely into infinite circle of light. Strange beyond knowledge were some of these planets, great and gigantic beyond dreams of men. Yet found I law in all of its beauty, working through and among them as here among men. Flashed forth my soul through infinity's beauty, far through space I flew with my thoughts. Rested I there on a planet of beauty, strains of harmony filled all the air. Shapes there were moving in order, great and majestic as stars of the night, mounting in harmony, ordered equilibrium, symbols of the cosmic, like unto law. Many the stars I passed in my journey, many the races of men of their world, some reaching high as stars of the morning, some falling low in the blackness of night, each and all of them struggling upward, gaining the heights and plumbing the depths, moving in times and realms of brightness, living through darkness, gaining the light. Know, O man, that light is thine heritage. Know that darkness is only a veil. Sealed in thine heart is brightness eternal, waiting the moment of freedom to conquer, waiting to rend the veil of the night. Some I found who had conquered the other, free of space were they while yet they were men, using the force that is the foundation of all things. Far in space constructed they a planet, drawn by the force that flows through all, condensing causelessly the other into forms that grew as they willed. So it says the force that's in all things, they can condense them and other them into forms that grew as they willed. Outstripping in science, they of all races, mighty in wisdom, sons of the stars. Long time I paused, watching their wisdom, saw them create from out of the ether cities gigantic of rose and gold, formed forth from the primal elements, base of all matter, the ether far flung. Far in the past, they had conquered the other, freed themselves from the bondage of toil, formed in their mind only a picture, and swiftly created it grew. So think and grow rich. Act as if it already happened. Symbols. Picture what you want. Picture. Remember for your birthday or Christmas or whatever holiday where you really, really wanted something and it manifested, is because you didn't have any blocks. You didn't have anything that told you no, and you wanted it and you saw it. You saw you already, like if you wanted a car, you're in the car, you're racing, you're driving the car, you're sitting in the car, you can smell the leather, you can touch the leather seats. So use all your senses. Sight, you can see it, you can feel it. You can hear the car when it turns on and the door opens, and when you sit on the leather, you feel it, you smell the leather. Yes. So it really, here it is, think and grow rich, formed in their mind only picture and swiftly created, it grew. Plant your seeds and let them grow. Forth then my soul sped throughout the cosmos, seeing ever new things and old, learning that man is truly space-born, a son of the sun, a child of the stars. And this is S-U-N of the S-U-N. Know ye, O man, whatever form ye inhabit, surely it is one with the stars. Thy bodies are nothing but planets revolving around their central suns. When ye have gained the light of all wisdom, free shall ye be to shine in the other, one of the suns that light outer darkness, one of the space born grown in light. Just as the stars in time lose their brilliance, light passing from then into the great source, so, O man, thy soul passes onward, leaving behind the darkness of night. Form ye forth from the primal ether, filled with the brilliance that flows from the source, beyond bound by the ether called around, yet ever it flames until at last it is free. Lift up your flame out of the darkness, fly from the night, and ye shall be free. Traveled I through the space-time, knowing my soul at last was set free, knowing that now I might pursue wisdom, until at last I passed to a plane hidden from knowledge, known not to wisdom, extension beyond all that we know. Now, O man, when I had this knowing, happy my soul grew, for now I was free. Listen, ye spaceborn, list to my wisdom. Know ye not that ye too will be free? You are free. List ye again, O man, to my wisdom, that hearing ye too might live and be free. Not of the earth are ye earthy, but child of the infinite cosmic light. Now to ye I give knowledge, freedom to walk in the path I have trod, showing ye truly how by my striving I trod the path that leads to the stars. Hark ye, O man, and know of thy bondage. Know how to free thyself from the toils. Out of the darkness shall ye rise upward, one with the light and one with the stars. Follow ye ever the path of wisdom. Only by this can ye rise from below. Every man's destiny leads him onward into the curves of infinities all. Sorry about that. Know ye, O man, that all space is ordered. Only by order are ye one with the all. Order and balance are the law of cosmos. Follow, and ye shall be one with the all. So we're not alone. He who would follow the pathway of wisdom, open must be to the flower of life, extending all his conscious out of the darkness, flowing through time and space in the all. Deep in the silence, first ye must linger until at last ye are free from desire, free from the longing to speak in the silence. Conquer by silence the bondage of words, abstaining from eating until ye have conquered desire for food, that is bondage of soul. Then lie down in the darkness, close ye your eyes from the rays of light. Center thy soul forth on the place of thine consciousness, shaking it free from the bonds of the night. Place in thy mind, place an image thou desire. Picture the place thou desire to see. Vibrate back and forth with thy power. Let me repeat this again. It seems like, you know, this scene is everything. Symbol, scene. Place in thy mind the image thou desire. What do you desire? Your home, your money, your $100 million paycheck, your $100 million business deal, your $100 million business, your $1 billion business. You can be a philanthropist. You can be a top business person. You can create things that change the world and do good for the world. Do you want a home? Do you want a house? Do you want cars? Do you want money? So see the image thou desire. Picture the place thou desire to see. Vibrate back and forth with thy power. Vibration, this energy, vibrate back and forth. What does that mean? Does anyone know? Vibrate, do you shake? Do you dance? Kundalini, yoga? What is this? Energy, vibration, vibrate back and forth with thy power. Loosen the soul from out of its night. Fiercely must thou shake with all of thy power until at last thy soul shall be free. Something about shaking back and forth, energy, dancing, kundalini. What do you think that means? Mighty beyond words is the flame of the cosmos, hanging the planes unknown to man, mighty in balance, moving in order. Music of harmonies far beyond man, speaking with music, singing with color, flame from the beginning of eternity's all. They say music is vibrational or energy, but you have to listen to the right, those hertz, the 432, the loved one is 528, and they said the music was reprogrammed, so it's not on the right key. So listening to those 432 gigahertz and the 528 gigahertz, what is it? And then singing with color, I don't know what that means. What do you guys think? Put color around your house? Does that mean crystals? Crystals like emerald crystals, pink crystals, crystals? What do you guys think? Spark of the flame art thou, O my children, burning with color and living with music. List to the voice and thou shalt be free. Conscious free is fused with cosmos, one with the order and law of all. Knew not man that out of the darkness light shall flame forth, a symbol of all. Pray you this prayer for attaining wisdom. Pray for the coming of light to the all. Mighty spirit of light that shines to the cosmos, draw my flame closer in harmony of thee. Lift up my fire from out of the darkness, magnet of fire that is all with the all. Lift up my soul, thou mighty and potent, child of the light, turn not away. Draw me in power to melt out in thy furnace, one with all things and all things in one, fire of the eternal strain and one with the brain. Let's do this prayer again because it's interesting. Have you ever heard of this prayer? Has anyone told of this prayer? Pray this prayer for attaining of wisdom. Pray for the coming of light to the all. This is where it starts. Mighty spirit of light that shines through the cosmos, draw my flame closer in harmony to thee. Lift up my fire from out of the darkness. Magnet of fire that is one with the all. Lift up my soul, though mighty and potent. Child of the light, turn not away. Draw me in power to melt in thy furnace, one with all things and all things in one, fire of the life stream and one with the brain. End of the prayer. When ye have freed thy soul from its bondage, know that ye the darkness is gone. Ever through space ye shall seek wisdom, bound not by fetters forged in flesh. Onward and upward in the morning, free flash, O soul, to the realms of light. Move thou in order, move thou in harmony, freely shall move with the children of light. Seek ye and know ye my key of wisdom. Thus, O man, ye shall surely be free. So he loves talking how we'll be free. So, okay, this is part five. The dweller of the Unal, U-N-A-L. Oft dreamed I of buried Atlantis, lost in the ages that have passed into night. Anon, on Anon, through existed in beauty, a shining through the darkness of night. Mighty in power, ruling the earthborn, lord of the earth of in Atlantis' day. King of the nations, master of wisdom, light through the sun till, keeper of the way, dwelt in his temple. The master of Lunal, light of the earth in Atlantis' day. Master he from a cycle beyond us, living in bodies as one among men, not as the earthborn, he from beyond us, son of a cycle advanced beyond men. Know ye, O man, that Horlet the master was never one with the children of men. Far in the past time, when Atlantis first grew as a power, appeared there one with the key of wisdom, showing the way of light to all. Horlet the master was never one with the children of men. Interesting. So, but the key of wisdom showing the way of light to all. Showed he to all men the path of attainment, the way of the light that flows among men, mastering darkness, leading the man's soul upwards to the heights that were one with the light. Divided the kingdoms he into section. 10 were they. They ruled the children of men. Upon another he built a temple, built but not by the children of men. So it sounds like these buildings, these old temples, were not built by the children of men. Out of the ether called he its substance, molded and formed by the power of Yoltolan, and to the forms he built with his mind. So they're building things with their mind. They can just move things around, just move things by will, by the power that they have. Mile upon mile, it covered the island. Space upon space, it grew in its might. Black yet not black, but dark like the space-time, deep in its heart, the essence of light. Swiftly the temples grew into building, being molded and shaped by the word of the dweller, called from the formless into a form. So pretty much saying like all those buildings, we can't understand how they were made. And, does anyone ever believe that like man made those? Like it just doesn't even make sense. I mean, even if you listen to it, I think internally and instinctually, everyone's like, there's just no way they could build those big monolithic structures. Whereas right here, it's just saying he built it with his mind by the power of Yoltan, Y-T-O-L-A-N. And out of the dark, with his essence of life, swiftly the temple grew into being, and it's molded by the shape of the word of the dweller, and from formless into a form. So yeah, that makes sense. Whatever technology or energy or this, you know, they have some kind of power. Builded he then within it its great chambers, filled them with the forms called forth from the ether, filled them with wisdom called forth by his mind. Formless was he within the temple, yet he was formed with the image of man, dwelling among them, yet not of them. Strange and far different was he from the children of men. So we say we're made in their likeness. So we look like them, but are different. It's what I'm reading. What do you think? Choose he from them among the people. Three who had become his gateway. Chose he the three from the highest to become his links with Atlantis. Messengers they who carried his counsel to the kings and children of men. Brought he forth others and taught them wisdom. Teachers they to the children of men. Placed he then in the island of Undal to stand as teachers of the light of men.